Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is that you're doing, thanks for keeping our great country moving along. Now to our over-the-road truck drivers, we certainly appreciate what you're doing to keep the products moving from point to point. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Here we go back again with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And Denise, I've been having a little fun tonight.
Okay, how so?
You happen to be a football fan, right?
I am.
Well, this goes out to Antonio Brown.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
All righty, enough of that, but there you go. Did he ever make it back to Tampa? I don't know.
Well, he had asked the state trooper to give him a ride to the airport. He was not allowed to
get on the
fly
plane.
Back with the team, and he did not get on the plane. So,
right.
I don't know where he flew to if he left, but, yeah.
Yeah, what a piece of work. I hope that, well, I started a hashtag yesterday, fire Antonio Brown. That was a hashtag. And within 10 minutes, it gone ballistic. But anyway, here's what it is. Okay.
He's gone.
Yep, he is, and good riddance. Now, President Joe Biden cannot require teachers in the Head Start early education program to be vaccinated against COVID-19. A Louisiana federal judge ruled that over the weekend, which handed a victory to the teachers in that program in 24 states.
Ken Paxton, the attorney general for the state of Texas, was the lead attorney in this lawsuit. So he has another victory yet under his belt.
Good, good, very good. Now, our New York City mayor, the new mayor, Eric Adams, on Sunday declared that his administration will crack down on gangs and guns. He said he's going to be a law and order mayor, but we also understand that at the present time he's keeping the vaccine mandate for the businesses, the owners, and their employees, but he's going to take a look at it, whatever that means, to see if something needs to be changed or tweaked or whatever.
He, a lot of people gave him the thumbs up, thinking they could get back some law and order. But on the other hand, he's following the exact same footsteps as de Blasio with these ridiculous mandates and whatnot that's hurting business. So There's another realm of the New York population that is calling him de Blasio 2.0.
And there's probably going to be more lawsuits too, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, lawsuits mean nothing until court hears it and whatever they rule on. So, you know, that could be months.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Okay, the gentleman that sent us the email is saying thank you.
All right, good.
Okay, so there you go. His name is Frank. And Frank, good luck to you. That should help you, at least get you in the right direction. Okay, now, moving along a little bit of a different track, if you will. AOC spent the weekend or week or whatever down here in Florida, right?
He did, Miami.
There's another picture of her at a party in a drag bar down somewhere in South Beach in a drag bar while flaunting the rules for thee but not for me stuff.
Seems to be a kind of an epidemic of its own sort, isn't it, with these political elites that, they just decide they're going to leave and go party someplace else.
By the way, an ominous message was sent to Israel by Aram in a paper hack, in a newspaper hack, where they showed an Iranian ballistic missile being parachuted into a nuke site in Israel.
That's right.
So, not that that's going to happen, but... And that would be kind of a strange way to drop a nuke, wouldn't it?
Well, what they're doing is they're trolling Israel, and at this point, how much does the United States, because while we're no longer a signatory to the Iranian nuclear deal, and we're trying to kind of get ourselves back in it, you still have the other countries that are. How much are they willing to take from this country before something, is said, we're finished with this? I mean, why are we giving all this leeway and grace to Iran?
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, I hear the music coming up. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more, and we're going to let the lovely Kathy Curtis take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every
day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Wild, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or you can go to your agent's office and get a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll cover that for you over there. But here's where you'll really save the money: your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, or your condo policy. You bundle all those together with what you got, and you're going to save a bunch of money. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and check them out. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Now, before I check something out here, I want to go back to talking about some different things in the country. For example, the Violence Impact Team in Chicago. Sounds pretty impressive, right?
Okay.
Well, the Violence Impact Team in Chicago is working to end gang retaliation killings in the south side of Chicago. The only problem with that is nobody's paying attention to them.
Yeah, I looked sometime last year, and as I recall, there were about 80,000 gang members of various gangs in Chicago,
yep.
Just in Chicago.
Yep.
Atlanta, as I recall, had about, I think it was, these numbers may be off a little bit, but nonetheless, Atlanta had about 40,000. So The FBI has a gang unit. Well, what are they doing? Therein lies the next question.
Okay, let's go to the phone line because we have got Bagham and Bob on the line, and I'm sure he's got an interesting question. Go for it.
Yes, sir, Captain. If we win both the House and the Senate back in the midterms, and we win them back real big, will we be able to overrule President Biden's, if he signs any of these executive orders? And since the House is supposed to control the purse strings, if he tries to spend money that is foolish, can the House negate any of those? And okay, that's it, Captain.
You're referring to veto power, correct? Overruling a veto.
No, I mean, I guess in the House of Representatives, I'm not sure how that works. But yet,
okay.
If we do, yeah, that type of thing. Can we stop him if we have enough members in the House?
Okay.
In the Senate, we can pull them both.
All right, thank you. All right, well, first of all, in order to overrule a presidential veto, you have to have two-thirds of the House to do it.
But he's talking about, that's on law.
Right.
Okay. That's on law. He's talking about executive orders.
Mm-hmm.
Executive orders can only be challenged in court.
Right.
Congress has no dominion or authority to change an executive order.
Nope.
I mean, president can. They can go back and undo or redo or amend or affect previous executive orders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the executive orders have to go to court. That's the only thing they can do.
And I do not believe
Congress can't do that.
And I do not believe that we are going to get enough of a majority in the House or the Senate to have veto proof over everything that's going on. I see us gaining 4 or 5 Senate seats and probably 30, maybe 35 House seats. What do you think?
I wouldn't even begin to predict any of that, just because of how they play with the districts and the gerrymandering and the mail-in ballots and all that. So I wouldn't even begin to predict that.
Well, the districts are not going to favor the Democrats because a lot of the red states are redistricting their areas going back through, and they're changing the way the Democrats had it, especially Virginia. They're changing the way the Democrats had it, and they're leaning it now more towards the Republicans.
Well, but if you have a particular district where you have a Republican, the redistricting could eliminate that Republican altogether. So, yeah, I would go slowly on this one. You have to watch this literally district by district, state by state.
By the way, I don't know what Fred was just sending me here, but he's talking about the Alabama-Georgia championship game. He says, just look at 2017 for what's going to happen.
Okay.
I don't know what the bearing is on that one, but oh well. Thanks, Fred. We appreciate that. He's chiming in tonight. Regular little chatty Cathy. Now, China claims to have beaten the USA to develop the next generation of heat-seeking hypersonic missiles because they say they stole the technology from us. Well, duh.
They did.
I know. Well,
they
duh. Right.
Been stealing. You know, what China has done, we can't even begin to describe. And the danger that China presents to the United States and the rest of the world is really indescribable. And I don't think we have an administration that is prepared to deal with it, much less wants to deal with it. You know, when you got Joe Biden walking the beach with a new puppy, when in fact the only thing he ought to be doing is, you know, getting his national security team together, is, you know, whoever that may be, not that that is any comfort.
Right.
But there has to be some kind of a strategy, and I don't see one. I don't see one at all.
No.
I don't think this guy is paying any attention.
Well, I agree with you. And by the way, something else to ponder here, the Marshall Fire in Colorado. I received from our friend John there in Colorado a video of a search warrant that was executed at a site of a shed fire that was seen in a video burning, which may or may not have some sort of information that would help them out as to how the fire started. But now you got a bunch of snow covering a lot of things, so they'll have to wait until the snow either melts or they can get into these areas where they need to go and double check and see if there was an accelerant or what happened there to make them think that this might have started in a storage shed.
Correct.
Did you hear anything about that?
I did. I only saw that they had the thing signed. I didn't realize they had already executed it. But, you know, the original cause that they thought might be the cause of the fire, reason for the fire, has been eliminated. So they're going another direction. So I guess they're investigating it all, and they should be.
Mm-hmm.
I think 1,000 homes burned.
Yes. Yes. And you're missing, I think, 3 people right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's...
But we tend to forget, too, about the livestock, you know, the horses and whatnot. We tend to forget, you know, how, you know, in peril when they don't, people don't have enough time to deal with it, they can only get themselves out. We tend to forget about the animals.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Oz, who has been one of the popular people on TV and whatnot, has suddenly had a hit piece written about him by the New York Times. Well, welcome to politics, right?
That's right. That's precisely right. You know, the New York Times is an activist newspaper,
mm-hmm.
period, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
So we also necessarily need to understand how few people actually read the New York Times. You know, it's a small group of elite type people that even want to read it to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wouldn't worry about it. But I don't know that this cat has got enough, I would say, force behind him in order to win that race. I hope he does. We shall see.
Well, there's other people in it, too.
Yeah, of course.
So he's not the only cat that's in the race here, so to speak. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
Correct.
Now, we may be running out of time here. Let's see. But Joe Biden has said he's going to speak with a Ukraine leader after he warned Russia, don't invade him or else.
Yeah, we'll see where that one goes.
Well, maybe he'll walk his dog on the beach with Vladdy.
Exactly.
I'm sure Vladdy has a dog, too. It's probably a Siberian wolf or something, right?
Something like that.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great stuff that she writes over there. Sign up for her sit reps, and you'll get what she writes.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Omicron variant now accounts for 60% of COVID cases in the United States, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, according to former FDA Director Scott Gottlieb, who appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
Places that have been hard hit early, like the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, New England, Florida, parts of the Pacific Northwest, may be 2 weeks away from peaking, but the rest of the country probably faces a hard month ahead of us. I don't think you're going to start to see a national peak until we get into February, because there's parts of the country that really haven't been hard hit by Omicron yet.
Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the Mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe cold and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. Make travel plans accordingly. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program, my Military and Veterans News segment, is brought to you by the National Education Academy, or Aviation Academy. That's NAA.edu, National Aviation Academy. By the way, they have a golf tournament coming up. I'll be telling you about it. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses. They have one right here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa, and they're across the bay in Clearwater. They have another one that's in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either particular case, I've always suggested that you give them a call at their central number, which is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of those two campuses. Now, you'll be able to talk to not only the students, but also some instructors and the money people, and they'll tell you how your student loan works, and they'll tell you how your veterans' benefits work if you're a veteran, especially if you're post-9/11, because most everything you have would probably be paid for by the veterans if you haven't used your benefits yet. And if you're pre-9/11 and you have used a lot of your benefits, then they'll tell you what you have left and how to go about doing that. And if you need to apply for a student loan to take care of the rest of it, then they'll do that too. And, of course, civilians, they have the student loan paperwork there for you. But in any case, you need to go to the website, naa.edu, and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. And then you'll know. Then you'll know. Now, after 11 years of trying to kill each other, Marines flew near the Arctic Circle on a KC-130, then rode commercial flights and snowmobiles to get toys to 2,500 children in 11 villages in Afghanistan over the Christmas, New Year's break. Now, this is something that should have been shouted to the high heavens, I would think, but it wasn't. And, of course, the Marines and the Taliban that had been fighting each other agreed to do this for the humanitarian reasons set up by some missionaries. And we didn't hear about it until I told you about it on a weekend show Saturday, but I'm telling you about it again because this is one of those human interest stories that was actually put out there by the New York Times. Go figure. Go figure. And according to CNN, South Korea has effectively managed to get an agreement with the United States on a draft declaring the end of the Korean War with North Korea. Now, that could change and go south at any time at all, because we don't know what North Korea really is going to do. They say one thing, they do another. But I will say, we can hope for the best. So coming up in the not-too-distant future, you'll hear about that agreement, I'm sure. Right now, it's just out there because it's out there. Now, Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin are going to speak again coming up. Don't know when exactly. The date hasn't been scheduled, but it sounds like as if they're going to speak again about the Ukraine. And the buildup on Ukraine's border, as you heard Denise talk about last week, has not gone away. Those troops that were packing up to leave, they packed up and they moved back, but they didn't leave. They just set up camp in another area, but they're still there. And there's now as many as 100,000 Russian fighters that have been mobilized to the border between the two countries in what appears to be a preparation for a Russian military advance in the coming weeks. If they want to do it, I'm sure they'll do it. What are we going to do? In my opinion, nothing except make a lot of noise and go to the UN. And the Russians will basically laugh at everybody because that's what they do. So we'll see what happens. because no one knows. Just like China and Taiwan. No one knows. I know a Chinese diplomat is threatening the U.S. by saying we are at risk of paying an unbearable price over Taiwan if we step into the middle of whatever happens there. And that's just for people to sit here and try to figure out what it is they're talking about. By the way, the final weeks of fighting were amongst the deadliest for the Afghan security forces. We were told that 4,000 of them were killed and 1,000 of them are still missing, which is not good because the Taliban, if they found them and if they caught them, they would have killed them. And we know there were several hundred former Afghan military and security people that were shot and killed and lined up along one of the roads there for all to see. Now, the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad has taken thousands of detainees without official acknowledgement, and they've disappeared them into the torture chambers of the country's prison system. And an American who was locked up in Syria has reported this after he was released and came back out of the country. We've known about this for a while, but so far, nothing's been done about it. Well, maybe now it's the time to bring it up to the proper people. And by the way, supervisors at the Pentagon Reservation just outside Washington, D.C., were instructed to strongly encourage maximum telework for their employees under a December 27th memo issued by Michael Donnelly, who is the special assistant to the Secretary of Defense. What that's all about, don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. And the NDAA signed this week by Joe Biden bars him from closing the Gitmo Detention Center. Bars him. He can't do it. It has to be kept open. And we might see some people being put in there that might not be Guantanamo people. Who knows? Maybe some of the January 6th people might wind up there. Just saying, and I don't know. I don't know. Because we still don't know what's going on with all of them. All right, I got, let's see here. I got 1, 2, 3. I got 43 people chiming in while I take this break and wait for Chris Markowski. I'll see what it is that they want and see if I can answer some of their questions or whatever. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats, and front seat massagers, and I'll tell you what, that sure feels great on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Plus, they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay. Chris Markowski, the watchdog MLC, is with us. And you said you were at the football game yesterday.
Yes, I was.
Well, I have a message that I got all set up here for Antonio Brown. Here, you ready?
All right.
Here we go.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
All righty. Would you kind of agree with that?
Listen, there's a guy that right there that definitely needs some
psychiatric help.
Yeah, he's got some mental health issues. And you know what? The NFL should have probably nipped this in a bud a long time ago and maybe had done with something. I mean, this guy is a repeat offender when it comes to just pure stupidity. And everybody kept signing him again and again and again and again and again. This is somebody that definitely needs to be sitting on a couch somewhere and definitely needs some help.
Well, I agree, because there's something wrong with the guy. Now, there were some people came out yesterday and said, well, it was because of that big hit that he took when he was with Pittsburgh to kind of put him out of commission for a while. He's got CTE. Well, if he does, what the hell is he doing playing football?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're making excuses like that. And first off, you can't diagnose CTE until you die.
That's right. They have to examine the brain.
Yeah. So, you know, God willing, he doesn't have that, but he most certainly has some behavioral issues. That's for darn sure.
Yeah. Well, talking about a little money stuff here, Tesla has been doing fairly well. They did have some vehicles recalled here about a month or so ago, but in the meantime, they delivered and sold a record 308,600 vehicles in the fourth quarter of 2021, beating all their estimates.
Yeah, I mean, again, I Tesla continues to roll on, but they're going to start really facing some tough competition. Other major car manufacturers about ready to release their
electric
lines. Mercedes, BMW, many others. So they've been pretty much the one that's out there, you know, that everyone knows about. Now they're going to start facing some competition. I think there's going to be some pressures on Elon Musk and Tesla to maybe do a redesign on some of their cars. It's been basically the same look for a very long time. Obviously, there's the new Plaid Tesla, which is a very, very high-end Model S. It goes up to close to 200 miles an hour. It's like a supercar, for crying out loud. It goes so fast. But, the design, they may have to work with a little bit to compete with Mercedes and BMW and some of these other cars.
Well, Chris, you've got Ford that's now got an electric F-150, and you've got the Ford Mustang right now. There's a couple of other cars in the works there, too, that are coming out. But, I mean, when you get Ford doing this, now you've got some competition.
Well, yeah, the Ford automobile has been, they've been talking about that for a while. I think General Motors has finally rolled out some of their Hummers. Again, Hummers are very expensive cars, $100,000 automobile.
That looks like a tank coming at you.
Yeah, it's big. It does some neat things, right? That's a very expensive automobile. It's not a mass market type of a car. The Mustang is. I think the Mustang is. I don't know if it's Mustang. Is that the current one that's out there? Is that purely electric, or is that a bit of a hybrid? I think it's a bit of a hybrid with gasoline and electric, if I'm not mistaken.
Could be.
Fully electric one may be coming out as well. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of competition coming out there.
Now, I was behind a Tesla yesterday at a traffic light, and it had this logo on it that said dual engines. What's that mean?
It does. It has two separate engines in that car. So, yeah, there's two engines in the car. That helps in regards to performance. They are a bit of a performance car, especially when you're talking about the higher-end cars that can really do some amazing things, especially with acceleration.
Okay, we're getting a report from East Tennessee. We were talking about the snow that was going to start. Eric in East Tennessee saying just over an inch of snow on the ground right now, which started about an hour ago. Well, that's an inch an hour, Eric.
Yeah, they're predicting an inch or two here, too. So we'll see. We're not going to get that much.
And D.C. is supposed to get 3 to 7 inches, which will paralyze the city.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have a bit of more of a difficult time down there, there's no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk. Go ahead.
How many how many people are still going to work right now? It's a lot of people kind of adjusted to working from home. I think the concept of snow days has gone away.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about something interesting that I saw that came out, and I just want to mention this because it is it has to do with transportation, ocean transportation. The Suez Canal revenues hit an all-time record last year of $6.3 billion.
Interesting. Again, it's also a lot from moving oil, I would assume.
That's what correct? It sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, obviously, you know, it's transporting a lot of oil and it's becoming a, you know, greater demand for it. And we've seen that because you see the price of oil and where it is. So, interesting. I'm trying to figure out, you know, whether is that the same route that they get, the China gets their goods to Europe as well, maybe as well?
Could be. And again, it is a shortcut, to, depending on where you're coming from, to get up to Europe. Now, here's something interesting. Many, many, many thieves now are stealing catalytic converters because the precious metals that are inside the catalytic converter are worth a lot of money.
I didn't realize that one. I mean, that's, yeah, you got to know what you're doing to do that. I mean, I remember them stealing. Remember the big one for a while was stealing airbags.
Yeah. Yep.
Nah, the converters, they got to crawl underneath the car to get that one.
Okay, we just got a message here from Jeff in Sarasota. He says, Tesla has one motor at 350 horsepower. Dual motors are 250 horsepower each.
That's 500 horses there right now?
Yeah, but you're only running one engine at a time, right?
I don't know. I don't know if they're, I think they run them at the same, I mean, I'm not sure the technology.
If you're running two engines at a time, you got yourself a big time machine.
You do, but that's what I'm saying. So these Teslas can fly. The new one, the plan there, supposedly, it just goes to 200 miles an hour, which is a supercar status. That's like normally cars itself over $1 million, and then some go that fast, and it has some of the fastest acceleration that's out there.
Mm. By the way, Republicans are eyeing repealing and replacing the huge Arizona tax cuts with something a little bit more understandable. It's a $2 billion tax cut.
You don't need to tax cut in some of these blue states. They want to, you know, revamp their businesses. I mean, are they talking about the new mayor coming here in New York and some of the things he wants to do? One of the things he can't do is lower taxes here in this state. And they're going to do something here in the city. They have to get these tax rates down and start attracting businesses back.
Right. They can't all come to Florida.
Yeah.
All righty. By the way, we just had some sort of big fancy-dancy jeweler come down here to the Orlando area from up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. Okay. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Stay safe.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Jeff, let me know if that's the two engines together or just one at a time, please. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.